joining us today. This is your host, Yoram Said, with the Global Telesummit Series from Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up. From Heartache to Joy, we'll be celebrating our 11th year this June. I'm so excited. It's been, wow, what an amazing ride it has been. And, you know, from Heartache to Joy, in the very beginning was your type of telesummit that's event-based. So we would do some, we would launch like a two-month summit, and then we would take 2 months off. Then we would launch a one-month summit, But then after about a year or two, it just became kind of like a radio show, and we've been doing this telesummit now for 11 years. Pretty much every single week you get at least one, and these days two new calls a week with some of our master healers. We have the great honor of being one of the top global telesummits on the subject of energy healing, and I can honestly say, if I may, that we have the best energy healers in the world. The healers that are attracted to this summit because, you know, we made a decision many years ago to really only allow healers that basically I would trust with myself or my family. And after that, of course, we had to say no to a lot of people that did not quite fit the bill. But it also just skyrocketed the quality of people that this summit attracts and the kind of programs that we have been able to introduce to our beautiful community through these master healers who are just so committed, absolutely committed to doing their part in healing the planet and helping people, raising the vibration, really doing some very, very important part. And one such master healer is, of course, one of our favorite, Virginia Rounds Griffiths, who has been a repeat guest on our show for many years now. I won't share the story of when we first met, when Virginia and I first met and she worked on me. But suffice it to say that it totally, totally floored me. I had, at that time, really never met anyone as accurate and as amazing and as powerful as a healer as she is, and told her she was a human MRI machine. Her scans are so freaking amazing. She can be sitting thousands of miles away from you. She can scan your body and tell you what's going on. It's really amazing. So today I'm super excited because she's going to be talking about something that affects all of us, which is the EMF, right? We all know about it. There is a global pandemic of depression, anxiety, panic attacks, mood swings. That is the number one problem that the world is facing right now, whether we realize it or not. And we're going to go really in depth with Virginia about not just what is happening, what's causing it. Could it be that the symptoms that we are experiencing, not just the mental and emotional symptoms, but a lot of other stuff that we could be experiencing directly as a result of EMF and radiation and all of that stuff? But we're also going to talk about how we can neutralize it energetically. Our topic is energetic EMF neutralizer. Heal and protect your body and environment in a toxic world. I would even add in a very toxic world. In these last couple of years, the world really, it's as if the underbelly of everything that was wrong has been exposed. So the level of toxicity has just gone way up. But I'm a firm believer that that is basically a sign that change, major transformation is on way, because it's very important if you have a infected pustule, it's very important to first pierce it, let the pus out. It's going to be gory, it's going to be stinky, it's going to be dirty, but then that's when the healing begins. So I'm noticing that a lot of our master healers are coming up with such cutting-edge technologies and programs exactly on point with topics that we actually need these days, programs that we really need to combat what is going on in the world today. You know, I was looking at some of our calls. We were cleaning up our bless her heart, Nyla has, can you believe it, Virginia, 11 years worth of call records. We have all of them. We have them saved. We were looking at some of the topics, and I was like, wow, these were so popular, you know, even 5 years ago, and they're just not relevant anymore. A lot of the energy healers that we really loved and liked in those days, we can't even invite to our show because they haven't kept up with the times. And you know, you guys have advanced your techniques so much as you continue to scan what's going on in the energetic field and how to correct the different imbalances that are going on. So I'm super excited about today's topic. You are going to, first, I'm going to ask Virginia, of course, about what is this, what's going on, why do we need to be worried about this, and then is your fertility at risk? Are you frustrated without knowing why you have not conceived yet? That could be one of the impacts of this topic that we're talking about today. How you can empower and protect yourself and your family from EMF and from 5G and radiation. How susceptible are young brains from EMF damage? Learn about the many real danger of electromagnetic frequencies to your health. And then Virginia, being the very generous soul that she is, she's going to share with you two free tools given to her by her heart team to be used on very powerful EMF, 5G, and radiation frequencies. So you're going to have these tools. We're going to talk about that. Also, Virginia is going to connect one-on-one. She's going to take callers. She will be able to, like I said, remember I said she's like this human MRI machine. She can scan your energy and tell you what is the level of impact that you have as far as this radiation and EMF is concerned. Okay, so make sure that you are on the phone for that, when that happens, because we will be talking to people directly. So not on the webcast, please. You will have to be on the phone. I see a lot of people on the webcast, a lot on the phone, but you have to dial in and then press star to raise your hand. A little bit about our dear Virginia. Of course, you guys must have seen her. If you've seen our docuseries, Energy, the Ultimate Healer, which is a groundbreaking docuseries. We released it earlier this year, last year, actually. It's already 23. Last year, we released it, which really balances out spirituality with science. We talk about a lot of the scientific background behind energy healing and why it works and how it works. And Virginia is one of the featured master healers in that docuseries. In her own words, she says, I am an energy alchemist, medical, intuitive, spiritual teacher, and a past, present, and future teacher, enabling people to connect with their divine heart center, empowering them to achieve clarity and purpose in their lives. Einstein said, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. The zero-point field has infinite possibilities. This is the field that I work in. So most people have no idea how energy is playing such a vital role in their lives, resulting in a life lived in the flow of infinite possibilities and joy, or in a life obstructed at every turn, resulting in disharmony. I transform and transmute energies from negative to positive in the environment, in personal energy fields, physical bodies, and in any other areas needed, bringing balance and harmony where it is required. So welcome, my dearest. It is always wonderful to have you on this show.
Oh, thank you so much, Iram. It's just always a pleasure to be here. You know, for me, it's like coming home. That is how it is. And I was just listening to you talking about how
and it's
how
wonderful to have you home.
Thank you, Dom. It's how you've had 11 years doing this, and it's just been incredible, because I've been on this journey with you for some time now, for some of those years.
Yeah, for many years.
But I love it. And as you say, as we go through time, everything changes. The energies that we, well, what was happening 11 years ago is now completely changed. And
change.
And I'm not sure whether I should say scary or what word I should put to this, but what we've come through in those 11 years, Iran, what's coming for the next 5 and 10 years is going to be even faster and even more spectacular. And I'm not necessarily meaning in a bad way, but just it's just going to be so much change, especially where technology is concerned. And guess what we're doing? We're working with technology, which is what this school is all
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And it's not going anywhere. It's no matter how much noise people make, it's not going anywhere. I remember when a few years ago we used to constantly talk about, oh, my God, these wireless networks, they're just cursed, you know, we should not use them, and we should, well, you can't escape it, you know, you just can't escape it. It's everywhere now. Even if you walk into a restaurant or coffee shop or anywhere, what are you going to do? Might as well figure out how to transmute these energies, how to live in a world which has suddenly become far more technologically advanced than we could have anticipated. You know, I remember the first time I used a computer, and I knew only how to use 2 keys, and we used to use floppy disks in those days. Remember those? And then it used to make that weird alien noise as it dialed up to get a connection. And, you know, and from then to here where our phones are far more advanced and we're constantly needing to connect to a Wi-Fi. You know, I just moved into my apartment on Monday and everything was ready. I couldn't move in because Wi-Fi was not set up and everything works. You know, all my work is on Wi-Fi. So until it's here. And I was thinking about it. My God, we are very technology dependent. And then, you know, this new AI that Google has launched and everybody's making these videos because it's so advanced. It is so smart. We've been playing with it, and it is so smart, and it is so advanced. And people are saying, no, this we need to stop it because AI will take over one day. It's going to make humans redundant. First of all, no, I don't think humans are ever going to be redundant. AI can't replace humans. But it's smarter. It's like it's all those people 20, 25 years ago that used to resist. You know, they didn't want to talk about, they didn't want wireless, they don't want Wi-Fi, unless you go and you just live off the grid. And that's an option. Yep. And many people do that. But for many of us, it's not an option. It's just not. So I am a firm believer, if it is all energy, which we know it is, then why can't we transmute the harmful? And I'm going to share, actually, I think this is important for me to share now.
Sure.
The first time that Virginia and I met, it was on the phone. She was introduced as an amazing healer. I was supposed to have a call with Virginia just to chit-chat. And I, in an emergency, had to fly out to Georgia because a friend of mine had done that EEG thing on my brain. And he was shocked. His color drained from his face. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, it's very abnormal. And either you have a tumor, or there's something else going on which is blocking blood flow to your brain. And I have only seen these readings with people that have, you know, pretty bad tumor. Now, I, of course, was experiencing physical symptoms of lack of focus, of extreme tiredness in the brain, like my eyes would just shut down if I had to listen to someone for 15 minutes. So I was terrified. And so I flew out to this place in Georgia that did really advanced brain scans. And then I realized, oh, shoot. So I was in the hotel. The scan was next morning. And I think, Virginia, you texted me that. So are we still on for a call? Because Virginia is in England. I'm in Texas normally, but at that time in Georgia. And she texted me, so are we still on for the call, hon? And I said, oh, my God, I completely forgot. Because I had this emergency and she's like, can we please still just talk? Instead of talking about whether I can be on your show or not, I just want to talk about how I can support you. So we got on the phone. She immediately did a scan and she said, nope, I don't see any tumors. I'm like, And I'm wondering, how good is she? You know, like, I'm just meeting her for the first time. I don't know how good she is. And she's like, no, there is, I don't see any tumors. Now, I hadn't told her the whole story that, you know, this is what my friend thinks. And she said, what I suspect, what I see is that there is very little blood flow going to the front. So the front of the brain. And that's why you're experiencing these symptoms. So let me do some work and let me clear the obstruction. I think it was because of the trauma of abuse that was causing that. So she transmuted the energy and she said, tomorrow, go ahead and do your scan. I'm not going to say don't do it, but please call me afterwards so that A, we can compare notes about what the doctor said, and B, I would like to diffuse the negative effects of the radiation. And I'm like, oh, you can do that? She's like, of course I can do that. It'll take me, you know, a few minutes. So next day I get my scan. No tumor, thank God. The brain was actually in quite good of a shape. But there was reduced blood flow to the front of the brain, for which they recommended 20 different, you know, medicines and supplements and all that stuff. And I came home, called up Virginia, said, I'm not going to do any of that. Can you please do the energy work and also negate the radiation effect that you said? So she did that, and the rest is history. I didn't take any medication, didn't take any supplements. Not that I am proposing that. Please be responsible and, you know, take responsibility for your own health. That was my choice. I chose not to do any of those things. Simply one of the biggest reasons, honestly, because I'm lazy and I'm not disciplined. I would have forgotten to take them. So I figured, if Virginia is going to fix it, let Virginia fix this problem. I think it took us a couple of, maybe two or three sessions. That was it. I think that was about 7, maybe 8 years ago. And that was the first time that I met Virginia. So I wanted to share that story with you guys because it does tie in with today's topic, which is all about radiation and EMF and all of that stuff. So first of all, let's not be afraid. Let's not get all frazzled and scared, because help is on the way in the name of Virginia. And she's awesome at this stuff, you guys. So I want to ask you about, so what do you think about what's going on with all this radiation and EMF, and what in the world is ELF, and how is that impacting our lives?
Right. So it is not conducive to a healthy body and a healthy central nervous system. It's as simple as that. But we surround ourselves, because we can't see it, we don't even know it's happening. And it's a stealthy kind of energy that is taking control and taking over our cells, our biofield. Now, that being said, it's not, these people, please don't go into, you know, a place of fear, because something can be done about it. We just have to be aware, because we are so unaware. You know, it really, when I see people with the phone up to their ear, you know, I shiver, because I know the damage they're doing to their brains. Especially when you see children playing with phones, parents think it's a great entertainment for their children. For goodness sake, the radiation from those phones are having such a big impact on the cells of children, which are not fully formed, which are still growing. Their brains especially are like sponges, because the skull is not firm like it is in an adult's brain. I think many of us have seen photos where the radiation from phones, the effect it has on people's brains. That's adults. So you imagine what it does for a child. So say, for instance, it penetrates a third of the way in an adult's brain. For a child, it's almost 90% penetration. And it is damaging their brain cells at that early age.
Wow.
Yeah. That's to die. Get right. Honestly, I shiver when I see children using phones as a plaything, and as young ones, toddlers even, you know, people giving each other, but now thinking about it, it's just so, it's devastating when you see that kind of thing going on. And guess what else? men put it in their pockets, don't they? They put their phones in their pockets. Well, is it any wonder that the fertility issue is so rife? How many people do you know now, Iram, that are having to have to go and have in vitro?
Much more than I used to. It's very, very common.
Yeah. It was so funny because once upon a time, you know, when women are talking over the fence or over the clothesline, they would say, all I have to do is look at my husband's pants, you know, hanging on the line, and I get pregnant. It used to be one of the sayings, you know, but now it's not at all better. Yeah.
So, what is dirty electricity, Virginia? How common are those sources?
Dirty electricity is so much more common than people realize. Basically, what it is the ordinary lines that come into your house. So dirty is called intermediary frequency. It has a frequency between low-level electricity and magnetic fields and radio frequency. And it's really dirty electricity and dirty power are one and the same. So what happens is that the energy in the dirty is so... it goes down through the wires, and it's how the wires are, because of the new technology that we have, the wiring system can't handle the new technology. So there's like an intermittent issue in between the wires, the way that things are wired, and the devices that we have now, causing dirty electricity. And as for dirty power, so it could result in breakers tripping frequently, you know, you have your electricity coming in and out, going out, light bulbs blinking or burning out and with premature failure, short power spikes or dips, I don't know whether people can resonate with what I'm talking about, inferior network communications, equipment that may have more noise than usual or vibration. So dirty electricity is alive and well, and it's in all throughout all of our wiring in the house and all the so people have no
and you
idea.
Also
all
say and you also say that our skin is an antenna for EMF. What do you mean by that?
It is. So you know, our skin has got all these pores, right? And so anything that's our skin is the largest organ in our bodies. And with that being said, the human skin is a sub-receiver for megahertz and the likes of the radiation. So microwave radiation in human beings, the skin is traditionally considered as an absorbing sponge. Now, it's been discovered through research that the sweat glands are like an antennae. So you imagine water and frequencies and going, so the water exacerbates and using the antennae to go into the sweat ducts and using it as a conductivity. And of course, the more stressed
and
you
become, 75% water.
Yes, and remember that when we get stressed, we perspire, don't we? Okay, so the water is that's how it can impact on our skin, just the skin. That's not to mention all the other parts of us that are involved there. Dirty electricity, magnetic fields, radios, everything. It's common, found in house wiring.
And we haven't even talked about 5G yet, which is now everywhere.
No, we haven't. And that's the sad part. ELFs, what you asked me about ELFs earlier, and that's extremely low frequencies, which have a frequency between 0 and 300 hertz. Now, guess what? It's, again, through all the power lines, through your electric wiring, in your electric blankets, in your all the electric appliances that we use, like hair dryers, et cetera. And here we are, we're going along blindly, not realizing that these things are impacting our lives.
How much, since you work with people so much, how high do you find is the impact of EMF percentages in our bodies?
I usually find, depending on whether they're in 5G areas, and usually you can tell if I ask if they've been in 5G, because it's usually in more built-up areas, So and or otherwise, people that are living out in the rural areas, they won't have very much at all because, you know, they're not subject to the intensity of EMFs within a town or a city. But normally between anything between 7 to 25% is what I get reading of the EMFs in people's
but
bodies and in their brain.
That, let's say somebody's at, I don't know, 20%, what
mm-hmm.
kind of symptoms would they be expressing?
Well, they will not even understand what's going on in their bodies because it could be fatigue, it could be just feeling unwell, foggy brain, so many different things that are going on within their energy fields. Behavior, learning problems, memory problems is one of the big ones. Pain in the body. Some people have nosebleeds, believe it or not, digestive issues, ear ringing, and that's another one that's really quite prevalent. And so many people have problems with ears, ringing in their ears or pain in their ears. Forget about sleeping. I mean, that's another one. The big one is insomnia. Or itchy and prickling skin. That's another thing because we talked about the skin being an antenna for these energies, sinus problems, diabetes, asthma. All of these things are infertility. Well, we spoke about that. But memory problems is one of the big ones, anxiety and irritability. And people don't understand because they don't know. And, of course, if you go to a doctor, the doctor's not going to be able to say, oh, look, you've got EMF issues, right? Because they can't figure that. That's not part of their remit. They haven't found out how EMF works on the bodies and how to diagnose that. So, yeah, dizziness and just so many different areas that this impacts us. So, you know, like somebody could think that they've got flu, but they don't. They've got, it's a combination, probably, of it. And also the other fact, of course, is, Iram, is that the immune system starts to deteriorate. Yeah.
Yes.
And as a consequence, it's going to impact on so many of those other things that we spoke about. So there's no one thing the doctor can say, take their blood and say, you've got EMF issues.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work like
that. I know. Exactly. And I am a firm believer. I always combine. I first seek energy help, and then if I need to, I seek medical,
yes.
you know, regular medical help. But I combine them because it's, you know, energy is where it is, where it's at. You know, if you can,
it is.
You know, if you can solve the problem, why not? And that's the good news. We shared all these things that are going on right now. But like I said, don't worry. We have a great solution also. We don't have to, like I said, you know, we don't have to go live off the grid because many of us really don't have a choice. And why not work with the system and figure out what the solution is? So we will be talking about the energetic EMF neutralizer, heal and protect your body and environment in a toxic world, which, by the way, right now, that entire package is 20% off. It's regular price, and Virginia has opened up some sessions, which are very hard to get now. She's become quite popular after the docuseries. She's always booked out, but she's opened up 30 sessions. That's all we have available, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. And there's a really cool video of Virginia demonstrating the radiation that is emitted just from her laptop, which we all use. So that's an interesting one to watch also if you get a chance. But now we want to do some scans, and we want to see where you are at as far as EMF radiation and how it's impacting you. So please be on the phone and press star 2. We will take the first caller to honor the first person who raised their hand. 504 area code, you are on now.
Hello?
504. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hello?
What's your name, dear?
I'm LaDonna. Hello.
Hi, LaDonna.
So wonderful that I make it to talk with Virginia. Thank you for putting me on. I recently have lots of issues with my stomach and burping and pains, and I just thought a lot because I, you know, always with the phone and using it for many things. So I just thought to see with Virginia how big of the damage do I make.
So I see straight away that you've got a lot of EMF floating around in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting you're highly stressed. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of stress going on. Now, stress just makes things worse, as we all know.
Yes.
But it's trying to get that stress under control. So let's just have a look at the EMF in your body here. I'm getting about 26%, my dear. Okay? That's like on the really high scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at... Mm-hmm. Are you living in a built-up area? You live in a built-up area, in a city or something?
Yes, in New Orleans, yes.
Because I'm getting 5G as well in your energy level, in energy body.
Yeah.
Sorry, when the energy comes on me, sometimes my voice goes in my...
Yes,
the energy
yes,
takes
so.
Over. Yes, I'm getting 5G as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting 7% of 5G is also happening to you, darling.
Wow.
So all of those things are really impacting on your immune system. Let me just have a look at your immune system. Wow. I'm picking up your immune system at 65%. You tell me if that feels right or not.
Wow, yeah, you're right. Right.
Yeah, because if your immune system is that low, that means that you're susceptible to disease and energies that are not, you know, that you shouldn't be connecting with.
Yeah.
I'm just going to clear that out for you, okay?
Thank you.
I'm just clearing the 5G now.
Thank you.
So the 5G is gone, and so is the EMF that's been taken. And I'm just looking at your central nervous system. Yeah. So your central nervous system. Yeah. I don't know whether you felt anything happen at that time, right now, lovely, but please let us know if you do feel any change. Okay?
Yes, I will definitely. At the moment, I feel kind of clear in my like the way I watch and the way it's in my head, I feel more cleared. And I appreciate so much. Thank you so much. One thing I just wanted to ask you, can you do anything about my stomach? Or do you think there is an issue there?
Well, there is, because you're stressed. And when you get stressed, your vagus nerve is causing the issues in your digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So can I do it? Yes, I can.
Yeah,
I can help you with that. No worries. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you both for everything.
You're welcome,
lovely.
Thank you. Bye now. You want me to use tool, man? Hello. Can you hear me, Ron? Hello?
Virginia, can you hear me now? Virginia? Oh, great. I guess now she dropped off. Oh, bummer. Sorry, guys. I could hear her. But somehow, Virginia, can you hear me? Virginia?
Hi, sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. Yeah,
can you hear
I
me?
Think you couldn't. Yes, I can hear you clearly. For some weird reason, I could hear you even then, but
yeah.
You couldn't, so I had to call back in. So I apologize about that.
No worries. All good.
Okay. So what I was asking was if you could please now pick a number between 1 and 20, and we'll
sure.
unmute that person.
Can we have number 7, please?
Number 7 is area code 702. You are on now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Who am I speaking
great.
To?
My name is Stella. And
Stella?
I'm from Las Vegas. Estela.
Hello, Estela. You're from Las Vegas. Okay, so Estela, what's your question, lovey? Is it just you want me to scan and see what's... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay,
Every time I hold this phone in my hand, they hurt.
Okay, I didn't hear that, Bobby, but never mind. I'll scan you. So I'm scanning for EMF. Oh, lordy. Oh. Estella, you got 23% of EMF showing in your matrix. Can you hear me?
Yes, 23%.
Okay. And then I'm looking at your 5G. I'm not picking up 5G for you, okay? Not in your system, which is a blessing. And then also, there's a lot of stress around you. Is that right, Stella?
Well, there is, I guess. I guess it's not because of my children, I guess. I think I had already superated, but I guess I'm not. But this big deal that I have right now is that every time I go in there, I start itching. I don't know why I start itching all over.
You start itching?
Itching, yes.
Yeah, skin. Your skin's itching. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that could all... I'm getting EMF issues, so I'm just going to clear all of that out for you. Hold on up. Oh. Right, so the EMF is now cleared. That's gone. I'm also getting that I think you should go and check with the doctor about your itching, okay? I'm getting told to tell you to just go and get a blood test for your, just to find out what's going on, because there may be a little bit more than just the EMF going on. But I've cleared all the EMF, so it'd be interesting to see if that helps with your itching. Does that make sense, Estella?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I bought your program on the cleaning of the house and all of that. How often do you listen to that?
To the EMF, to the NGD ones. If you've got
yes.
a lot of stress and if you've got a lot of issues and emotional stuff going on around you, I would play it at least once a day for the EMF, for the entities, okay? And the house surrounding too, all the house areas in the house that you need to clear because of the energies that are there. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Stella. Thank you.
You are a blessing for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're on, is you there?
Awesome. Thank you, Stella. And yes, it's good to check. I just didn't want to interrupt.
No.
You're so cute. All right, let's take another caller. I mean, I'm surprised that everybody... Actually, no, I'm not surprised. that everybody that you're scanning is coming up quite high. I'm not even going to ask you to scan me because I'm just always surrounded by this stuff. So I will not even ask you to scan it right now. But let's take another caller, please. Give me a number, my dear.
Okay. 11, thank you. 11's jumping up.
Yeah, 11 is jumping up for me too. It's a web caller. I see the name Marlon, and that's all the information
and
I have.
That's all the information
you
I have. Hi.
You're unmuted now. You're unmuted now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi,
we can hear you.
Oh, great, fantastic.
But I can also hear myself. But I can also hear myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what is going on. Let me have a look to see if there's anything that is open. No.
Virginia, can you speak?
Yeah, sure. Am I reverberating?
That's not going to work. Marlon, are you on headphones?
No, because I'm on the PC, so I'm just using the sound from the PC.
The feedback is too strong.
Oh.
Can you call in any other way?
Unfortunately not. I can only do it via the web. Yeah.
Sometimes what happens is that You tried too many times on the same link. So I'm going to disconnect you and call back again.
Okay.
And I'll pick you out of the line.
But I'm going to hang up now.
Because it's just too much feedback. Sorry, Marlon. Mm. So just call back. I'll pick you out of the lineup. But you have to disconnect all the web lines that you have all open. Make sure they're all disconnected. Hopefully it will not have so much feedback. And I'm going to disconnect you from my end, too. Here we go. Okay, so let's go to the next number. 11 is 514 area code Montreal. Hello.
Hello.
You are unmuted now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Daniel.
That's a good
Hi,
name,
Daniel.
Hi. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning to you as well.
Thank you. Actually, you know, I've been into a lot of all the CMS and spiritual things for a very long time. Just to say, both of you are a blessing. And, you know, in the past few months, I've been having so many issues with my stomach, my shoulder. There's pain and there's so many other things. And I'm sure that the shoulder pain is not EMF related. But if you wouldn't mind scanning me to see, because I've been working more and more from home. Unfortunately, using the Wi-Fi, and I dislike it so much.
What do you do, Daniel?
I work as an administrative agent in a hospital.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh. Awesome.
Okay.
All right,
Daniel.
Over to you, Virginia.
Sorry. Thank you, Logan. So, Daniel, just checking, your shoulder, is that the left shoulder?
No, it's the right, actually.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, it's out of alignment. Okay, just to let you know. So, your shoulder is out of alignment, so it's out of your musculoskeletal system is involved here. So I'm looking at you for, I'm also getting trauma and stress. Does that make sense of me?
A little bit, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picking up really strong. And then we're looking at EMS. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. I'm picking up 21% EMF in your area, in your system. And I'm just going to have a look at it. I'm also picking up 5G. Oh, are you living in a place with 5G at all that you're aware of?
Maybe not directly in my area, but I'm in Montreal, so yeah, I'm sure there are towers everywhere.
Well, you know that with 5G, they have to have many little antennas. The closer they are to you, the more 5G energy will be picking up. So let's just clear out. I'm just going to clear out your EMF stuff right now.
Please, thank you.
Jesus. So I'm told that the EMF is now gone, and you can tell by my voice too, because I'm not going into apoplexy here.
Yes, thank you.
That's all right. And I'm just going to look at the 5G. Daniel, do you feel energy? Are you a person who feels energy?
A little bit. I'm feeling a little bit of tingling right now.
Yeah. So the 5G has been taken out as well.
Thank you.
Now, what I'm getting is that there's a lot of stress showing. Which, did you say your digestive system was an issue or not?
Yeah, yes, it has been for a while, yes.
Okay, well, know that the vagus nerve is a rest and digest nerve. So when you're at rest, your digestion gets a chance. When the vagus nerve is at rest, your digestion gets a chance to work properly. That's why it's called the rest and digest, because it comes all the way down through your digestive system. And when you're upset and it's jumping up and down, that means it's going to take its toll on your digestive system.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So I highly suggest that, you can have a look at getting your vagus nerve down, because it's important and because it plays such a big place in our journey through life. Vagus nerve is really important. Okay, so how are you feeling right now? Just feeling the tingling?
Tingling's fine. There's still some issues, of course, with the shoulder and everything else, but, I feel a little bit better, so I thank you very much for that. I do have one last question, because I know you have other callers, but what can we do to continually protect ourselves from all this EMF radiation?
Right, so we're going to be giving you the tools towards the end of the call.
Okay.
So you can use that. And also, then there's the package as well. If you're working from home, that means that you're constantly swimming in the soup of EMF, 5G, all of these radiations, even the dirty energy, the smart, if you've got a smart meter, any of those. This is all part of the what they're thrusting upon us. And basically the reason that this is happening is because it makes their lives easier and they get more money out of us by putting 5G up, all right?
Yes.
So I would definitely get one of the packages, because if you want to save...
Could you recommend one?
Yeah,
we
let's
have
a look.
Could you recommend?
I shall. I'm getting package B.
Package B? Okay, I'll note
B.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you
all
so much.
Okay. All right, Daniel. Take
care.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Bye,
bye.
Bye.
You're welcome and good luck. And let's go to Marlon now. Let's see if we can.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we won't have the feedback. We are unmuted now, Marlon. Hello, Marlon. Uh-oh, now we can't hear him. So it's funny, I see him twice again. All right, so maybe he's on the other line. Let's see. You are unmuted now.
You are unmuted now.
You are unmuted
no.
now.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Let me try. All right. Yes, it fixed it.
Yes,
you
it fixed
actually,
it. Because you actually...
No, no, it's not this. It's not this.
Oh,
no. Oh, we don't know what to do.
Oh, we don't know
sorry,
what to
Martha.
Do. Sorry, Martha.
It's so much feedback, and somehow his webcast is doing that. And I did see you... twice again, Marlon. So it's probably somehow connected to that. We have just a little bit more time with the callers. So I'm afraid I think that this might be it. I'm going to disconnect you again, Marlon. Try one more time, but please only do it once. Okay. One more number, Virginia, and then we might have to just move on to
We'll go to number two.
And there are a couple of tools that Virginia is going to share that are going to work for everybody. So, you know, everybody's going to be able to benefit. So 231 area code, you are unmuted now.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hi, Destiny. How are you?
I'm actually feeling a lot of confusion around my head and body. I was wondering if she could tell me what that is. Like, my head hurts really bad right now. I'm actually in the hospital. So I'm sure that there's something that...
Better soon.
I couldn't understand a lot of that. Hello?
Do you want me to...
Can
you hear me
now? She's feeling very confused. She's very confused. She's in the hospital. Yeah.
Oh, she's in the hospital. Okay, right. So I thought I heard hospital, but I didn't know whether she was there now or not. Okay, so I'm just looking. So what's the reason you're in hospital, Dominic, if you don't mind saying?
I'm sorry?
Don't worry. It's all right.
Why are you in the hospital here?
I was getting really swollen, what they call congestive heart failure.
Okay.
Okay.
There is EMS. There's also a lot of issues going on in your brain. I think you've got a lot of brain fog. You can tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I feel very confused right now.
Yeah, so let's have a look at the EMS. So I'm getting 21% with your EMS. I'm getting 5G as well. So I'm just going to clear it, okay? Just going to clear it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So your EMF has just cleared. And your 5G as well.
Thank you.
And that's all right. And I see your I'm just going to do some clearing of your brain. And I'll do this. Everyone else can also benefit from this as well. Thank you. And I'm getting that you should actually, if you can, to buy package C. Okay. Would be best for you. Yeah. Package C.
That way you can get a session with Virginia.
Yeah, then you can get a session
and
we can go in deeper. Mm. Thank you, Maria.
I'm sending you lots of prayers and love,
yes.
Destiny. Sending you loads of love.
Thank you, Ara.
May you come home soon with perfect health and joy. Can't wait to hear from you again.
Thank you, Donna.
All right, love. All right, we're going to try Marlon one more time. I love your persistence. Man, that is awesome. All right, let's see. You're unmuted now. Oh, my God. Here we go. It's got that feedback. Marlon, what do we do with you?
I don't know. I don't think it's from my side because I've been cleaning up my the PC as we were talking. As we were online.
Okay, so I have something figured out. Here's what I want you to do. When I'm talking or when Virginia is talking, I'm going to mute you. You're muted right now, so there's no feedback.
Okay.
And then when Marlon's going to talk, Virginia and I will stay quiet. All right, so Marlon, I'm going to unmute you now. You tell us. What is going on with you? And then when you're done, just say, okay, I'm done. And then I will mute you.
Okay.
Go.
So I can.
Go.
I can. Well, for me, because I'm spending a lot of time with my PC, and I hope this is better.
Sorry.
Yeah. And well, I've also noticed that I do get quite a lot of entities that is trying to attack me at night, especially this morning while I was just waking up. But I'm trying to avoid also by covering all the electricians and switching off the web, the plugs and all of that, but I'm not sure if it's really working.
Okay, right. My turn.
Yeah, no wonder there was so much interference. Makes sense
yeah.
now. I've muted Marlon, so you can talk now, Virginia.
Brilliant. So I think 23% is EMF, and he's got quite a high percentage of 5G as well. Now, those entities are really playing havoc with him and his energy. Okay, I'm just going to clear away all the EMF stuff for a start. And Marlon, I strongly suggest that you buy a package stream of Leap, okay? It's really, it's something that you really should buy because you need a...
You said
you need
buy
a
package C?
C?
Yeah, get a session.
Yeah.
Get a session with Virginia. You know, that was why I kept going back to Marlon also. It's typically very indicative of some kind of an entity interference because they're very successful in messing up with technology, by the way. So I'm going to unmute Marlon, and I want to just make sure you understood everything that Virginia said and if you resonate with it or if you have any questions. So you're unmuted now.
Well, no, yeah, sure. It makes perfectly sense for me also that I've been having troubles with these, with my laptop now, and the way I was sleeping, my sleeping patterns and everything. But yeah, I recommend highly for me, it would be C to have a one-on-one session, because I feel quite tight in my right shoulder, as I'm also talking now, but it's been gone for about a couple of days now, and I've been meditating and all of that, but it seems that it just doesn't. I'm not getting rid of it because I am also trying to do the work daily. But yeah, somehow the stuff just getting in. But yeah, one-on-one session is going to be good for me.
Brilliant.
Beautiful. Yes, it will be good for you. And I think it's one of the people that is really good at removing entities is Virginia. And, you know, maybe it's time we need to do another reintroduction of the entity package, Virginia, because, you know, people don't realize, especially people in the West, don't realize how real entities are and how they are actually life forms that basically can wreak havoc in a person's life. And in the East, we are very familiar with them. We grow up knowing about them. You know, the word genie comes from the word jinn.
Yeah.
Even the Quran talks a lot about it. So for us, it's not even a question of like, are they real or not? We know they're real. And it is so, so important to keep your energy cleared and clean from these entities, because here's the interesting thing, Marlon. I know you're still listening. The way that these entities work, so don't think about the movies that you've seen and they're ghosts and they're demons and they're eating us and stuff like that. Okay, that's all dramatized stuff. The way they work, think of them as kind of like a brain virus, and they can... They basically interfere with your thoughts, so they become like thought forms, and they plant these thought form seeds. They mix truths with lies. So if you're a spiritual person, they'll present things to you in a very spiritual way so that it's attractive for you, but it's mixed with lies, and their whole purpose is basically to take over the brain. Because they feed off of the energy that that we give off, right? Like the emotion of fear, anxiety, So they feed off of that. Guess what? They will force you to create more of that confusion, fear, that kind of stuff, anger. So you'll end up destroying relationships. You will mess up your career. They can basically destroy your entire life. So please make sure, because the evidence is so clear, that was one of the reasons why you could not get on the call properly, and one of the reasons why I kept going back to picking your call, because I have a lot of experience in dealing with them. I've done a lot of research, and I know how they work, okay? So best of luck to you, dear Marlon. Make sure you get Virginia's package C. Work with her. She's awesome. She is so generous. She's also very, very authentic and one of my go-to people, like two or three top people that are on my speed dial whenever I have something going on. She's one of them. So
can I just say something to her?
Please do. Yes. My monologue has ended. I'm so passionate about this topic, and I will just say one more thing. When I started doing telesummits, and we're talking about energy work and spiritual healing, and we're doing all these talks, and I would talk to healers about entities, and they would be like, yeah, but no, we don't want to talk about it on a summit. And I'm like, why? And they'd be like, well, because it's so woo-woo. I'm like, you're talking about 3D and 4D and quantum healing, and you're talking about Atlantis, and you're talking about, you know, how you're from another planet and half of us are, I mean, come on, how woo-woo can this be? And it's actually very important. And then a lot of summit owners didn't want to touch this subject because, yes, they can attack you too, like at me. If I'm trying to spread information about them, they will hate me for it. And I did get attacked in the beginning. And so I had to learn and develop the tools very quickly to not let that affect me. And I have run many calls in these years on this particular topic. We were the first telesummit ever to do this. We did a whole summit on entities and entity clearings, and it was like, now take that.
I remember.
I'll tell you that when a person is overcome, as you are right now, and it's not your fault because they take over the brain and they basically are doing the thinking for you. But once you get them removed by someone like Virginia, then it becomes really easy not to let them interfere with you ever again. I really don't do anything on a daily basis anymore. It's just that it's, no, you can't come in. I am the sovereign owner of my energy, and I am not going to allow anyone else to come in. Now, there can be, if you are already overcome, you need someone else to help you remove them. All right, now I will shut up and let you talk, Virginia.
Oh, you're such a wordsmith. No, it's fine. So I had detected that in Daniel, but I didn't want to, you know, mix it with the EMF stuff that I was working with, but also the other lady that was in hospital. She's riddled with it. That's no one. She's confused.
Yep, I picked up on that too. Totally.
Yeah. She's absolutely, and that's what is really messing with me because I'm on court. I could feel them, and anyway, it is so important, especially now, because with the collective as it is, Iran, and everybody's emotions going into the collective, people who are vulnerable are out either halfway out of their bodies or fully out of their bodies, and taking these things on more and more. Yeah. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
I think, Virginia, we need to be like so vocal and open about it, because people really need help. They just don't, if they don't know, they won't know how to fight it, right? And EMF, I think a big part of EMF is opening up doors so that these things can enter. Because if your energy system is bulletproof, they can't enter. But there are different things that can make, like, create like holes through which they can enter. You can call them portals. You can call them whatever.
Portals, yeah,
for example,
absolutely,
one
yeah.
of them is, hatred. For example, if we're holding hatred in our hearts for someone,
ooh,
guess what? We are opening
yeah.
up a door. Lack of forgiveness will open up a door. But then now these are the external things like EMF, and I think it's very important, public service messages, honestly, to let people know that this kind of stuff does exist. And I'll briefly share, and then we're going to talk about how you can get Virginia's help and this awesome package that she has. But I want to share the story of a dear, dear friend of mine. She is also... she's a healer, but she's a medical doctor. She's also two PhDs from Harvard. She's here in Pakistan. She's not an energy healer, but she's a dear friend of mine. And she told me the story that when, at one point she had cancer, it was late stage. She was given 2 weeks by her doctor to basically, you know, take care of things like get your affairs in order. You have 2 weeks maybe. And that's the mindset she had, that, okay, I need to say goodbye to all my friends and family members and, you know, get my affairs in order and stuff like that. And the thought process in her head kept saying, you know, because you're going to die and your time is limited. And then she went to sleep one day. She was a very spiritual person. And this, some being in her dream said, so you're just going to let this happen because somebody's telling you it's your time,
mm-hmm.
and you're not even going to put up a fight. And that she woke up like shocked, like, oh, my God, this is not natural death. This is not disease that is natural. But something has caused me to come to this point, and then something is causing me to believe that there is nothing that can be done. And I'm believing that this is it, as if, you know, she's forgotten about the divine and the power of the divine. And so she said, in that moment, I decided, no, it's not my time. I'm not going to die. And that was like 15 years ago. She's very healthy.
Brilliant.
She's helping so many people, and there is no sign of cancer. And that was basically an entity that she removed. So very, very important stuff. Okay, want to talk about, since the topic came up organically, there's no coincidences in this universe. So it was meant to be talked about. Let's
absolutely.
Go on.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's one of your specialties, Virginia, so it came up.
It is.
All right, so orderjoy2020.com/EMF21, or you can just press the special offer link. Like I said, all the packages are right now at 20% off, and Virginia only has 30 one-on-one sessions. So all of you guys, please, especially the ones suffering from really serious symptoms or the ones that think they have an entity, please go ahead and jump in. All right, over to you, my dear, and
sure.
please explain what each package does. Thank you.
Absolutely. So the first package is basically the MP3s. The first one is about the EF, and we deactivate the EMF energies within that first one from your body. The second one is about the dirty electricity, which we clear, and that goes down through your lines, actually goes through using, because remember, everything is energy. So if the MP3 is playing, it's intended to go down through your electric lines and to clear that away. The other one is the smart meters. And again, the same sort of thing. The smart meters are blocked from working in the manner that they do. We look at 5G energies. Not everybody, remember I said before, has 5G. But for those that have got 5G, but also take into consideration that 6G is also on its way, and even 7G. So 5G is going to become a thing of EMF. It's going to become a thing of commonality. So just making sure that this 5G is in there. That's why it's thrown in, so that everybody can take advantage of clearing their 5Gs. We have gamma radiation to be cleared. This is really quite devastating. Can cause a lot of energies like fever and diarrhea, etc., headaches. So that's another way of clearing that out. The sixth MP3 is about protecting your pets, because if it can happen to us, it can happen to them, because they're a living creature just like we are. So the pets are also protected by that MP3. Now, interestingly enough, Iran, the bonus MP3 in this package is clearing entities for the very reason that you spoke
How
about.
How interesting.
So,
yeah.
So
no
that's
coincidences.
In there. Nope, nothing at all. So that's it's a really, you know, interesting and exciting one. Bonus number two is to clear the negative energies in your home. So that will be in through all the walls, the floors, the ceilings, the doors, the roofs. Everything is cleared from the energies that are in your place of abode. And, of course, my favorite one is clearing geopathic stress. That's another bonus. Geopathic stress can cause an awful lot of illness. People don't see it. They don't know. It's energy underneath your home, in the soil, down in Mother Earth, that is not conducive, and it's very negative and causes a lot of ill health, number one being cancer. A lot of people with cancer are living on top of geopathic stress. In package B, we have the ovarian, the ovaries, the eggs, and the fallopian tube. It's a healing for that because so many young people, most of the people that are on computers know, young ones, you know, anywhere between the ages of 20 and 45, 50, are working on computers, if not at home, then in the workplace, and their ovaries and their fertility system is being affected. So there's one there for healing and protecting your testes and the sperm, and also one for the developing embryo. Because if someone's already pregnant, those energies are going into the embryo. So this is another very important one to have. Then in package B, we have two live group sessions, one to clear out the central nervous system regarding all of this. You know, just that the lady in the hospital, as well as Marlon, they spoke about their energy, their heads being clogged, and this is what this will do. It will help to clear that away. And group call two is the entire body healed and reset to the new blueprint, which is absolutely amazing. So these are just all areas where, you know, you can be, your immune system can be helped. And what's the most important thing is having your immune system at 100% healthy. Once that happens, you don't get disease. It's as simple as that. And then, of course, there's your one-on-one sessions with me where we will clear out any EMFs. And usually I'll work very fast. So whatever else is there to be cleared out, we will clear that as well, including entities. Yeah, and then the MP3 will help you for maintenance purposes for later on. And that's package C, Iram.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And as I said, that all the packages right now are 20% off. There were only 30 sessions. I don't know how many are left now with Virginia. Typically, they sell off very, very quickly. I want you guys to look at this page, look at the different images that Virginia has provided, the video that she has provided. They're very, very informative. And I want you to also look at these amazing testimonials. I mean, I am one of the biggest testimonials for Virginia, not just for the brain scan she did so many years ago, but she's done so many more things for me over the years. I've lost count. Like I said, she's on my speed dial. She's the person I call immediately whenever I've got something going on. But here is some interesting feedback from clients. Susan said, my laptop was gray and swirly, and now it's clear and lighter and brighter during the EMF 5G call. Even the devices are getting cleared. Because remember, entities will come through your different devices, okay? That's because they're also a form of that kind of energy. So they can very easily manipulate that. And then Susan also said, I am amazed and everything looks vibrant in the garden since you shared the tools and cleared those energies. By the way, we are still going to share a couple of tools that Virginia had promised. Pat said, absolutely felt energy breaking up. Woohoo, this is a definite difference. Teresa said, amazing. This was so helpful. I could feel all the energy clearing from using the tools. Wow. From 100% to 0%. Wow, that is awesome. So powerful. I envision light throbbing out from my body and feel a little tingly. And it goes on and on and on. There's lots of great, amazing feedback present here that you can go through now. we don't have that much time left, Virginia, so you wanted to share a couple of tools with our listeners so that they can immediately start using these.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Aram. So basically, I was given two tools, and it was never to be made money from. This is to be free. And the very first one that I always suggest that people use is the luminous square. So you think about something that's luminous, that's, you know, pinkies and luminous, and something that's luminous, like has light from the inside as it emanates out. So see that as a square, and you put that over your device. Now, you can put that over your telephone, over your laptop, your television, any electrical device that you have, put it over that. And also, if you have unfortunately got smart meters, you put it over the smart meter as well. Anything at all. And in fact, you can actually put it on the wires, where the wires come in from the road that are attached to your house. Put a luminous square. Remember, it's your intention. All you do is you say, I'd like a luminous square to be put over this device, that device, everything. Excuse me. And the other one is the electric violet sphere. So that's a round sphere like a crystal ball, and you put that over the top of the luminous square. All right, so the two of them combined, you've got an awfully strong energetic matrix that will pull and will keep out these energies. Now, my understanding is I think you should do it at least once every week. Just put it on for maintenance every reason. It's simple. You don't have to think about it. All you have to do is ask that it be put over. In fact, you can put it over your house. Okay, so see this huge luminous square over your own home, and then see the electroviolet sphere, the circle, over that again. Simple. Okay, and then feel the energies if you can. If you're a person that can feel energies, feel that that works, if it'll work for you or not. So those are the two things, Iran. And I just want to say something here. When I'm traveling on the roads, I usually, when I come to see a lot of 5G now, heaps of 5Gs everywhere. So as soon as I scan those, I know that they haven't been activated because they keep putting up new 5Gs all the time. So I then ask my team to put the luminous square and the sphere over the 5G antennas. Now, interesting enough, when I go down that road again and I check, that they have been cleared. So I know that the energy is not emitting from that 5G the antenna that was there before. So it works, and I know it works, because remember, I scan everything, so I know. So and you know, there's huge, gianty electrical cell towers, those huge things that stand like giants on the land. There's such an abomination, and that's where the electricity grid is all formed through. Again, if you see one of those, you just ask for the luminous square and sphere to go over one of those, and then your intention is that it goes all the way down the line to each and every one of the others that are connected to that, and you do the same thing. So you can do it one, and it just connects down all the way through to every other one that's in the same line as the one that you put originally. And it works. I know.
It works, yeah, and you're helping so many people. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah,
we're part of the solution. We don't have to go live off the grid, but we can actually help all those other people that are unaware. So this would be so important. Let's make sure that we do this. If you need to listen to the replay to listen to it again to understand, please do that and share this with as many people as you need to. What I can ask Gretchen to do is just extract that part of the call, if that's helpful for you guys. We will just extract that and put that, so that you can share that with the people that you love. Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll put it on our YouTube channel as well, so that will make it easy to share. Let's get this information out there, you guys, so people can really start doing that and imagine you living in an area in a community. You would be a source of such a blessing for those people.
Absolutely.
And remember, blessings never go unrewarded, because the universe is extremely intelligent, is always responding, right?
True.
So I can tell you, when I do stuff like this where I have I am just doing that because it's good for the community. It's good for people. It is shocking to me how troubles, how things, you know, accidents that could have happened to me, my daughters, they just get deflected. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
I truly believe it. It's because of these blessings that you are giving to people that don't even know you, that may never know you.
Yeah.
They have no idea that you've done this thing. You know, so, but the universe knows, you know, it's very intelligent.
Absolutely.
And always,
yeah.
The system is always working.
Yes.
You know, that friend of mine that I just mentioned, Virginia,
yes.
who
mm-hmm.
cured her cancer by taking care of the entity. So this is one of her practices wherever she goes, because she's invited to speak at different universities in the world, Ivy League universities
sure.
and stuff. So wherever she goes, she has her own process. I don't exactly know what it is, but
sure.
she has this process of giving out blessings to whichever community she goes to. So she basically goes to the trees and mountains, if there are mountains there, and she basically
mm-hmm.
orders them. She says, this is what I'm asking you to do from here
mm-hmm.
onwards, as long as you're alive. This is what I want you to do, to send out blessings every single day. And,
wow.
and that's it. So she's kind of healing the whole community wherever she goes. And it's
well,
so
yes.
beautiful. She's the most peaceful, loving person I have ever met. And there's just this smile on her face all the time. So
well,
it's because of all these beautiful practices, right? Go ahead.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Well, you also remember, trees are connected through their roots. So it doesn't matter what tree.
Yeah.
Where it is.
So the tears are, oh,
yes.
they're communicating.
Yes.
That is
yeah.
so beautiful. That
Absolutely.
Is amazing.
There's a network
that,
of roots.
I hadn't even thought
these,
of that.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
So maybe the
yeah.
mountains
remember,
are connected too.
Because
everything is connected.
Yeah. Because remember too, we are one. We are all one. Yes. So whenever
we, are,
we do
yes.
something, yeah, it spreads out. Even though we don't sometimes, because of our egos, we don't want to acknowledge that we are the same as the person in the street that's sitting down there and not able to, you know, be in a home with a homeless person. But we are. We're connected. And I said the other day, you know, it's like Jesus, right? If Jesus was that person and we knew it was Jesus, would we rush over there to go and help that person? Or would we stand back and say no?
Oh.
So, you know, we should treat everyone the same. And as you say, in the community
yeah.
and the universe knows that when we do this work, and that's why I love to do this. Yeah, when I go through, I scan the landscape and I make sure that everything is clear when I go. It's lovely.
Yeah.
People, it's just called giving back, you know, and being and sending your blessings out as much as you can. We are all capable of it.
Yeah.
All of us. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
None, not one of us is immune and can't do it. We can. Just your mind limits you. You can do anything that you want.
Yeah.
Put your attention
yeah,
to.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, my dear. This call was just absolutely wonderful. So honored
pleasure.
To have been able to share this space with you today, to serve with you, and such an honor to serve this beautiful community, all the wonderful callers
yes.
we connected with today. All of
yeah.
you helped serve other people as Virginia was working with you. It was working for everybody else. And may you all be blessed with wonderful health and share this gift. We will make an extraction out of this call. We will edit just that part out. Please play your part. Share that with as many people as you can so that, you know, other people can do this too. Let's start healing the planet. It doesn't have to be something really big. We don't have to go become a president or something like that. We can do so much bigger work just
small,
from the place
yeah.
that we're at right now.
Yeah.
We can start doing that. Thank you,
pleasure.
Love. It's always
thank
such a
you.
Pleasure. And thank you, all of you guys, sending each and every one of you lots and lots of love, opening
yes.
up my heart to send you huge waves of love. Thank you so much. Take care and bye-bye for now.